always have, right? Never changes, plus the third form of the verb. All right, once you memorize this formula, and you should, you'll be able to do it freely. All right, let's continue. Number four. Unfortunately, I lost my phone, so I couldn't call you. If, and then a big blank, a minute to write down the sentence. All right. Unfortunately, I lost my phone, so I couldn't call you. If I hadn't lost my phone, I would have called you. But I lost my phone, so I didn't, right? If I hadn't lost my phone, I would have called you. Okay, number five. Karen wasn't injured in the crash because she was wearing a seatbelt, as everyone should. And then a complete blank. So in this case, you can either start with if plus past perfect, or you could start with conditional in the past, then if, then past perfect. Whatever you want, as long as it's grammatically correct. So a minute to write it down. Go. Okay, Karen was injured in the crash because she wasn't wearing a seatbelt. If Karen hadn't worn a seatbelt, she would have been injured in the crash. Or Karen would have been injured in the crash if she hadn't worn a seatbelt, right? Okay, so I think it's pretty clear, right? You can always invert the two parts of the sentences. The meaning will always remain the same of unreal conditional because it's all in the past. Anyway, number six. You didn't have breakfast. That's why you're hungry now. Blank. Again, when we have these blanks, it means you can either start with if or you could start with conditional in the past. You decide. All right, a minute. All right, we'll see. You didn't have breakfast. That's why you're hungry now. If you had had breakfast, you wouldn't have been hungry now. Or you wouldn't have been hungry now if you had had breakfast. Now, it sounds like a difficult formula, but really, we use it a lot, especially when you need to express something. Especially when you want to underline something that you wish had happened but didn't. This is when we use third conditional colloquially. But of course, grammatically, we use it for unreal actions, unreal conditional in the past. Okay, number seven. I didn't get a taxi because I didn't have enough money. Blank. Again, the same situation, right? Either start with if plus past perfect or start with a conditional in the past. Go, 1 minute. All right, I didn't get a taxi because I didn't have enough money. If I had had enough money, I would have gotten a taxi. So if I'd had, right? If I'd had is if I had had enough money, I would have got a taxi or I would have gotten a taxi, right? Both are possible. So, past perfect, conditional in the past. I think this was a pretty Not a pretty, but it's not a pretty simple, but it was a not too difficult of an exercise, right? Because if you understood the first exercise, this one was probably easy to follow. And 40.3, let's see what they want from us here. Imagine that you are in the situations. For each situation, write a sentence with I wish. I wish. What do we use after wish? Do you remember? That's right, past perfect. So, number one, if you've eaten too much and you feel sick now, you say, I wish I hadn't eaten so much. Right? This is the same thing as third conditional, only we drop the conditional part. It's kind of included in the I wish sentence. But the meaning here is more of a regret, right? I wish you had studied more so you would have passed the exam. That, of course, is not your case because you're all going to pass the exam. Because here you are listening to this audio lesson. Good for you. Number two, there was a job advertised in the paper. You decided not to apply for it. Now you think that your decision was wrong. You say, I wish I a minute to write down. All right, there was a job advertised in the paper. Paper means newspaper, right? You understand this. You decided not to apply for it. Now you think that your decision was wrong. You say, I wish I had applied for the job, right? Had applied for it. So we need to find the verb that we are going to insert into our past perfect tense, and it's clear that it will be apply, right? You could use decide. I wish I had decided to apply, but that's just too many words, right? Use one verb and that would be apply. I wish I had applied. That's a regret. Okay. Number three. When you were younger, you never learned to play a musical instrument. Now you regret this. You say blank. A minute to write it down. Okay. When you were younger, you never learned to play a musical instrument. Now you regret this. Well, of course, who wouldn't, right? You say, I wish I had learned to play a musical instrument. So, I wish always has an addition of past perfect. We never use conditional in the past. So, really, once you memorize this, it's gonna flow. It's gonna be easy. So you say, I wish I had learned to play a musical instrument. And I wish is a regret. Okay? Or you can say, I wish I had learned to play a musical instrument when I was younger, if you wanna add that sentence. Okay. Good job. Number four. You've painted the gate red. Now you think that red was the wrong color. Well, of course, red for the gate is always the wrong color. Okay, you say blank. Clearly, it's a regret, so you know you're gonna use I wish. Write down your sentence, a minute to write it down. Okay, you've painted the gate red. Now you think that the red was the wrong color. You say, I wish I hadn't painted the gate red. So I wish I had not painted the gate red. Past perfect plus the third form of the verb to paint, which is regular. Number five, you're walking in the country. You'd like to take some pictures, but you didn't bring your camera. You say, 1 minute to write it down. All right. You're walking in the country. You'd like to take some pictures, but you didn't bring your camera. You say, I wish I had brought my camera. Brought, right? I wish I had brought my camera. So this is a great form, a grammatical form to remember, because when you want to say something that you regret something in the past, or you regret not doing something in the past, you use I wish plus past perfect. So really, a great grammar topic for you. All right, last but not least, you have some unexpected guests. Well, who doesn't love unexpected guests, right? They didn't phone you first to say they're coming. You're very busy and you're not prepared for them. You say to yourself, this is funny, right? Because to yourself, really, you could say anything you want because that means nobody's listening. So you say to yourself, and I wish I could hear what you guys are writing. So you say to yourself, blank, a minute to write it down. Okay, you have some unexpected guests. They didn't phone you first to say they're coming. You're very busy and you're not prepared for them. You say, now here's a multitude of possibilities, of course. The only thing you should remember is that you have to use I wish, and then you have to use past perfect. And then, as we say, the world is your oyster, which means abundance of possibilities. So you say, I wish they had phoned or they had called me first. I wish they hadn't come. I wish I had been prepared. So something in this line. All right, that does it for exercises for the third conditional. This is an important conditional to remember because it takes up a lot of grammar topics that we have studied up till now, which is past perfect, which is conditional, which is the verbs, of course. Here in this conditional, the verbs by now, they should be automatic. If you still don't know the three forms of the verbs, then you have to go way back. Go way back to the beginning of the adolescence and listen to them. I think the beauty of this classes, auto classes, is the fact that you can always go back and listen to the classes again and again and again. So really, for you guys, it's an opportunity to learn as much as you can at whatever time you can. I usually post my classes during the weekend because that's the most time I have free for you, but sometimes I always post during the week, so always look out for the classes throughout the week. It depends on how busy a week I have. I have 500 students, so I always need to be updated with a lot of different classes, so bear with me. All right, as I said before, we don't know yet about the way that exams are going to be taken, but we know that it's all are going to be taken online. So you're going to be home and I'm thinking they're going to be taken through Moodle in some way or the other. And I can't say anything else yet because I still need to wait for the department to decide on how all exams are going to be taken. Nonetheless, I know what is going to be on the exam, and I'm going to tell you that there's going to be a lot of grammar. So don't waste your time waiting to get to know how you're going to take the exam. Study grammar, study, study, study. Grammar, and of course, reading comprehension, because as it turns out, a lot of times during exams, I see a lot of students make many, many mistakes in reading comprehension because, well, a lot of times the questions are tricky, and I don't make up the questions for reading comprehension. I take them from one of the books, so that's that. And which means that they've been prepared by many, many different professors, not only one, which isn't, it's better. Anyway, if you guys have any questions, don't hesitate to email me. If not, continue listening to the audio lessons. We have a few classes left, so I don't know exactly how many, but if you're curious, you can always go to our syllabus and see how many other grammar topics we're missing, and that's as many classes as you'll be listening to more. All right, I hope you guys have a great time studying, and good luck.